Hello students, this is B. Srinivas Rao, PGT Economics of AEC Sri Raudhapatta. Here is the e-content for Chapter 6 for 12th Standard. Subtopic is Economic Reforms since 1991. This topic has two modules, Module 1 and Module 2. Module 1 comprises meaning of economic reforms, elements of new economic policy, economic reforms under liberalization, which include industrial sector reforms, financial sector reforms, fiscal reforms, external sector reforms, privatization, etc. So let us begin with the meaning of economic reforms. Economic reforms refer to a set of economic policies directed to accelerate the pace of growth and development. In the year 1991, the Government of India initiated a series of economic reforms to pull the economy out of the crisis of 1990s. These reforms came to be known as New Economic Policy, in brief, NEP. What are the elements of this new economic policy? Liberalization, privatization, and globalization, briefly LPG, are the three main elements of this new economic policy. Let us begin with the liberalization. What is this liberalization? Liberalization of the economy means freedom of the producing units from direct or physical controls imposed by the government. Prior to 1991, government has imposed several types of controls on private enterprises in our economy. These included industrial licensing system, price control or financial control on goods, import license, foreign exchange control, restrictions on investment by big business houses, etc. It was experienced by the government that several shortcomings had emerged in the economy on account of these controls. These controls had given rise to corruption, undue delays, and inefficiency. Growth rate of GDP had fallen sharply and high cost economic system came into being. In view of these facts, liberalization of the economy was considered as a key component of new economic policy. Greater reliance was to be placed on market forces like supply and demand rather than checks and controls. What are the various reforms that were taken up under liberalization? Liberalization include the following reforms. 1. Industrial sector reforms. Liberalization virtually implied deregulation of industrial sector of the economy. It includes abolition of industrial licensing. In July 1991, a new industrial policy was announced. It abolished the requirement of licensing except liquor, cigarette, defense equipments, industrial explosives, dangerous chemical industries. Second one, contraction of public sector. Under the new industrial policy, number of industries reserved for public sector was reduced from 17 to 18. In 2010-11, the number of these industries was reduced merely to 2. These 2 were atomic energy and railways. Next is dereservation of production areas. Many production areas which earlier were reserved for small-scale industries were dereserved. forces of the market were allowed to determine allocation of resources. And then expansion of production capacity. Earlier production capacity was linked with the licensing. Now freedom from licensing implied freedom from capacity constraints. What to produce and how much to produce was now matter of producer's choice depending upon market conditions. Next point is freedom to import capital goods. Liberalization also implied freedom for the industrialists to import capital goods with a view to upgrading their technology. Permission was no longer required from the government to enter into international agreements for the import of technology. Next is financial sector reforms. Financial sector includes banking and non-banking financial institutions, stock exchange market, and foreign exchange market. In India, financial sector is regulated and controlled by the Reserve Bank of India. Liberalization implied a substantial shift in the role of the RBI from a regulator to a facilitator of the financial sector. Free play of the market forces has led to the emergence of private bankers, both domestic as well as international, in the Indian banking industry. Liberalization also allowed foreign industrial investors, briefly FII, to invest in Indian financial markets. Examples of FII: merchant bankers, mutual funds, and pension funds. Consequent upon these changes, financial sector in India has shown a multidimensional growth and is playing a significant role in the growth and development of the economy. Next is external sector reforms. External sector reforms include foreign exchange reforms and foreign trade policy reforms. Foreign exchange reforms were initiated in 1991 with devaluation of the Indian currency against foreign currencies. Devaluation implies lowering the value of our currency in relation to other foreign currencies. This devaluation increased the supply of foreign currency into the Indian economy by way of higher exports of the domestic goods and services. Foreign trade policy underwent a substantial change in the wake of liberalization. Tariff restrictions have been moderated and the competition replaced protection of industries. Then come to, this is all about the first reform, that is liberalization. And the second important reform is privatization. Privatization is the process of involving the private sector in the ownership or operation of state-owned enterprise. It implies gradual withdrawal of government ownership or management from the public sector enterprises. It may happen in two ways. One is outright sale of the government enterprises to the private entrepreneurs. And two, the other way round is withdrawal of the government ownership and managements from the mixed enterprises. So this is all about module 1. You have a worksheet here for module 1. Please go through it. Thank you.